Oh my.
This just got dropped off.
Oh, I thought it was one of the flying saucer blow up things.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. KFC's coming.
What's here?
I was at the front door, like.
I forgot to tell you guys.
This is not for us. But it said BNC MAP, and I was like,
I forgot to tell you, we're doing KFC potato smash bowl.
It's like a loaded potato smash bowl.
Yeah, we're doing potato smash bowl. They reached out to me due to it being mashed potatoes fries.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I said, just bring it over to this dude.
Oh my god. Perfect.
Oh my god. I'm.
I'll have a
squirt.
I'll have a nug.
Last week was the first week I saw two people. It wasn't like significant across the board, but I saw two people say, I came to watch Hannah Burner on this podcast, and I actually really, this is like hilarious.
Oh, that's
this
good.
Podcast is hilarious. Which, like, I always think, like, if two people said that, like, there was probably other people that thought it and didn't post. But I thought that was kind of sweet.
I also saw a lot of comments on the bonus episode that were just like,
that was shocking.
Wait, you said that
people
too.
People said that it was the best bonus episode. Oh my god! If you like, I'm more than happy to proceed like that, but also shocking.
What did we do that?
We were laying down, couldn't string a sentence together, experiencing extreme exhaustion, literally just like so stupid and not podcasting.
Oh my god! That is the one where we said this is not a podcast.
Yes.
That's what it was called.
Yeah, it was so horrible.
I can't look at comments anymore because if there's even one that. If there's even one, it's gonna ruin.
The ones from the bonus were so good.
If there's 5,000 amazing comments and one about my nose or like my personality, my vibe's gonna switch.
I got like one negative one on Obsessed, and I'm ready to completely shut down.
Yeah, sure, I get it.
Shut down the shop.
Me too.
Yeah.
Retiree. Okay.
So I won't be looking anymore.
I've been on that wave. Welcome to the club.
I say that every time, though. It's a compulsion.
I do not look. I have not looked. I do not look.
You have willpower.
You know where a very supportive community is Geneva. They are.
What's Geneva?
I need to get on the Geneva.
The country?
No, there's a. It's like a Discord type website.
App.
It's an app.
But Kelsey did her Circle Time community on, so we just tried it for Obsessed. And there's like almost 1,000 members in there.
Wow.
I need to get
on
myself.
A new app?
It would make sense for me to get on that.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Should we eat this before it's cold?
I don't know. What is this for? What?
They just reached out because of my affinity for dipping French fries into mashed potatoes, which is sweet. So I just said, bring it to the stewed if you don't mind at all. Thank you.
Sure.
So basically KFC has delivered us. What is it called, Ryan?
Famous Bowl.
Famous Bowl. Let me make sure that's what it's called.
The KFC
Smash Potato Bowls. Featuring mashed potatoes topped with crispy secret recipe fries with warm cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and a sprinkle of three cheese.
Do you want it?
These are different. Yeah, like I do want that. Oh my god, thank you. I was going to make a lifestyle change starting in today, but there's literally always tomorrow. Oh my god, it's in mashed potatoes. That's what you said was incest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do this one with nuggets on it.
Oh, my God.
Right now, I'm doing a bite of... I dipped it into the mashed potatoes, but I also have a french fry and bacon bits and cheese.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Izzy, thank you.
Oh, I hope there's a plumber nearby.
Thank you. These are my favorite type of fries in the world, where they're, like, mushy and crispy.
I'm only going to do one because I just...
Once I have one bite of something, I have one bite of something, yeah, that was really smart.
Wow.
Sorry. I can't, unfortunately. Oh, my God.
Are they sponsoring the podcast?
No.
Yo, KFC.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Like, I need just, like, 1 second of your time.
I'm not joking. That was, like, the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. Obviously it is, though, because it's literally like a Midwest Thanksgiving dinner. I just had poultry with taters two ways.
It's not bad
some ham.
For you. It's not bad for you.
It's not bad. There's protein and potatoes come from the earth.
Potatoes are not bad for you, on God. Like, that's a God-given fact.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, sorry, I want to try.
No, get a nugget. Really make sure you get a nugget with all the fixings, too. Yeah. Obviously.
Okay.
Wow. The last time I was at KFC was every Thanksgiving when I get invited to Friendsgivings. I just go there and get their potatoes, and I get a nice ramekin from, like, Walmart.
Ramekin.
Like a circular dish.
That's a crazy word to know.
Ramekin. Ramekin feels like a man that has been around the block, and he knows a spell or two.
You've seen these
It does
bowls.
Seem spell adjacent.
The small
I've seen
white bowls.
Ramekin.
That's just a bowl.
It's a ramekin bowl.
It's a white bowl. Oh, the souffle bowls? Yeah, that's a souffle bowl.
I mean, it says ramekin bowl. By def.
Yeah. By def, it's a souffle bowl.
You know what word I can't stop saying? Like, actually, I'm kind of mad that I just remember that this word has been playing in my head. As soon as I stop saying this word, it comes again. Amalgamation.
Ooh.
Amalgamation. Amalgamation.
Wait, have we talked about this word?
I don't know.
Wait, let me try and remember what that means.
Okay, let me itch something.
What specifically?
My cheek. Go ahead.
Amalgamation means... Okay, I don't know. I'm thinking like apparition, but that's not true.
Okay. I don't know what it means either.
No, it's like...
I'm thinking it's like something that builds up. It's a buildup of something. Amalgamation.
It's... What does it mean?
Am I going to be wrong? It sounds like a church thing,
It
too.
Sounds like... Yeah.
The action process or result of combining...
Yes.
Or uniting.
Combining and uniting.
So kind of like a buildup.
We're an amalgamation.
Yeah. Like this podcast?
Yeah.
All the listeners are like an amalgamation of mappers.
B and C make B and C.
Amalgamappers.
Amalgamate to B and C.
B and C. Brooke and Connor make an amalgamation.
No, Brooke and Connor amalgamate to form a podcast.
The quick brown fox amalgamates all over Brooke and Connor.
Yeah. My
place. Happy first day. Oh.
What?
Wait, do you want to keep going on
No.
this? Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. So excited to be back. Happy first day of no rain. And I don't even remember a time when it wasn't raining.
I will say, like, I love the rain. I love the coziness of it. I love the vibe. This was not that.
This was not that for anybody. It was across the board. It was the great flood.
This was depression raining from the skies and then osmosising into my body.
Oh, and it happened to me too. And that was the first time we've both been depressed at the same time.
I could not get dressed this morning and slept through my alarm.
Did you also feel like maybe you were sick as well, but it was just like...
My bones hurt.
Yeah, no, I was like, oh, I'm finally dying. It's finally happening.
No, that was like truly... Unbelievable.
It was horrible. And it was literally like, it was weird because also Max was depressed.
Yeah.
By proxy, because he can't go out as much, but like he doesn't give a shit about the rain.
Yeah.
He'll go out and get soaked.
And I know it sounds like we're being like puss.
No.
But no, like I grew up on the East Coast, loved the rain, rained all the time there. It was completely fine. This wasn't that. This was the great flood. Like
this was the great
negative connotation. I'm still like horribly depressed.
People died.
Really?
We're not. Yeah, I'm sure somewhere. Like
there were horrible mudslides and such.
That's what I'm saying. It was not anything to not write home about. People were writing home about it, and as they should. Literally, it lasted forever, and I don't know what the phenomenon is with LA specifically, but like California and weather. It's just like. I think when you get so used to sun every day, when you have rain for like not being able to drive and things makes sense because they do not provide an infrastructure here that is safe to drive on. I got the floods. It was a flood
right,
on the road.
Right.
But the actual depression piece, I want to look into.
No, I like.
When did I move to Seattle, by the way? I'm paying California taxes, not Seattle taxes. Also, I pay taxes for the weather and the beach. I want some money back because of the great flood.
That should be a deduction. I don't know what that means, but it should be.
It's a write-off.
It should be a write-off. the past three days should be a write-off.
I think we should have our rent prorated because the weather was bad.
Yeah. So many people's ceilings caved in.
I'm going to write a letter to my senator.
You should.
That weather was horrible and my shoes are wet.
Do you know who the senator is? Hell. Senators?
Of course. Well,
senator?
I don't. Let's not give them any press on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
In case.
Yeah, guess the name of the senator. At least one. Or the governor. You can even do the governor.
The governor, Newsom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gavin Newsom. And good the mayor job. Of LA yeah. is Karen Bass.
Oh, wow. That's more than I knew.
I don't know who a single senator is or what they do.
There's two of them.
Do you know them?
No.
Oh. I do know that, like, California has. There was something weird with, like, we have the same amount of.
Everyone has two senators.
Yeah, now. But remember learning that in history when it was like.
No.
There was a
let
while
me stop
that
right there. No.
That it, well, it was population-based for a while, but it was like.
It wasn't fair.
Well, like, Rhode Island had.
Half a senator.
That's House of House of Representatives are population-based.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, because there's, like, more people, so we need more representation. Okay, my bad. Why didn't we make all the states the same size? That's what I'm confused about. How do we draw these lines?
Oh, my God, awesome question.
Like, oh, time zones can be very cut and dry, but, like, Oklahoma's a square for some reason, and California's kind of like a kind of sideways rectangle, hexagon type.
Yeah, I think it's kind of just like you had to be there. Kind of situation.
You just had to be
there. I wonder if
if you know, you know.
Live. No, I mean, we won't. But, like, I wonder if there will ever be another state added to the U.S.
I feel like there's, like, a large group of people in Texas that, like, want to secede. But it's also, like, not to alien. I don't know if any of them listen. If you're a fan of Texas seceding, don't listen to this, but it is like a group of the dumbest people ever. Like, well, we still got our social security checks if we secede. It's like, if you secede from the country that is providing you the social security checks, you probably won't.
Right. Well, they wouldn't be an additional state.
No, I'm saying it would be one less.
Right.
Like, I could see, like.
No, because there would still be some Texas. It's not like Texas is currently counting as two states.
But there'd be like, so it'd be like 49 instead of 50 is what I was saying.
It wouldn't, though, because there would still be the part of Texas that wouldn't want to secede.
I don't think they would split in half.
Oh, I do.
It's not like the North.
I mean,
the
it's
South.
Not going to happen, but I think.
Yeah.
I think they'd go halfsies.
I guess we'll
it's
never
like,
know.
Who are we? I don't. Yeah.
I was going to say one of the greatest mysteries known to man that I have really like started to wrap my head around recently. Like, there's so many mysteries, you know, like the ocean, deep space, and turning on your back windshield wipers. How do you even do it?
I've never done it.
I finally like they came. I have never even had interest because I was like, let me not waste energy on something that I can't wrap my head around. Mm-hmm. But like they just turned on the other day automatically and I don't drive a nice car. And I was like, oh my God, cool. We're in business. Can't turn them off.
Can't turn them off.
They were on overnight. I was like, my car's gonna be dead.
You could always Google.
I tried, but that's one of those things like.
Google has the answers. That's the thing. Like for your specific car. I'll just be like, how do I blank in a RAV4? And they can tell me.
What is blank? How do you blank?
Anything I have a question
for?
About. For example, my car won't start. They'll let me know what I'm doing wrong.
I'll tell you something. And here's something that I don't even think Tesla has this. Hey Siri, turn on my back windshield wipers. Like everything is voice.
Your phone.
Oh. Wait, I love this. Watch. Hey Siri.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I love like the little things.
I didn't hear that.
Like, well, because it's so quiet and like cute. Well, listen. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Aw, that is sweet. Uh-huh. I don't have Siri.
You just turned it off?
I think. She's pissing me off.
She's pissing you off?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because she's pissing me off.
You can change her shrill voice.
No, it wasn't her voice. She just kept coming to me when I didn't want to speak to her.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be like a full sentence of me talking shit about someone and Siri's been listening and typing it out.
Oh, and she's like, going to e-blast it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siri, I'm sorry. Who were you sending? No. Who are you going to? What was your plan there, Siri?
Every single time I talk shit, I will always look at my phone. to see if it's somehow recorded and e-blasted it out.
I think
via group SMS to whoever I was shit talking.
There's two solutions. One, stop talking shit.
Can't.
Or two, turn off Siri, and you did that.
I did that. Good job.
Yeah, I gotta turn. You know what? I'm
shit talking just means you care.
Right.
You wouldn't be shit talking if you didn't care.
Yes, people. There's something that was said about that. Shit talking. Something about gossip being kind of low-key healthy.
My therapist said it is, because I was like, I'm worried about like being a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it can be important to feel validated in your feelings by other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your own mental.
Yeah, for your own mental.
Like, sorry I pushed that. You under the bus, but my mental was at stake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have mental.
I was just going to ask because I saw this morning.
Yeah.
I saw like the Matt King's podcast with Zane and Heath and Mariah, and they were talking about hamsters hibernating and like how like growing up, a lot of people buried their hamsters because they thought they were dead. But hamsters hibernate when it goes into colder months.
Pet hamsters.
They're not dead though, but they look dead. But they like, and a lot of people have like assumed they've passed. Because hamsters do just like, all right, time to die.
Everything I know about hibernation, learned from that episode of SpongeBob with Sandy hibernating.
Yeah. That is such a good episode.
Incredible.
It's a little bit loud. Like if you don't like noise, it's a little bit screamo music vibes. But I always remember that sick guitar. Wow, 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 wow. When Sandy's like riding that bike down that ramp.
I don't remember much. I should have said everything I remember and now forget about hibernation. Oh, right. I learned from that episode.
But I was going to do guinea pigs hibernate?
I think Frankie's just in a permanent state of hibernation.
She's active, I feel like.
She gets the zoomies for sure. But other than her, she's either doing zoomies or paralysis.
Yeah.
I love her. I love when I walk into my house and she must have like just been in motion and she completely freezes like, she's been paralyzed by like a greater creature, and she doesn't come unfrozen for quite some time. It's so precious. She's so fun.
She is fun.
Yeah, she's such.
She's like a little Pokemon.
Yeah, she slept in my room last night.
Oh,
I love when she does that.
That's so cute.
Under my bed.
Speaking of the Great Flood, I forgot to say this. The couch that I've been waiting and with bated breath for was delivered during the Great Flood. I'm excited because I was able to bring it inside and unbox it all. Mm-hmm. And it is looking so cozy. The rest arrives today and in the puddle, probably, I assume, from the Great Flood, which will be something that I'll deal with later. But it's from Cozy, that company that I love.
Right.
And it looks so comfy. And I spent all night building that. And then what is a dresser that's not in your room called? It's not an armoire.
I think it's
like waist height.
I think it's still a dresser.
And it's not a credenza because credenzas, I feel like, only go up to your knees and they're to like display a TV.
If you put it in your room, it would fully be a dresser, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's a dresser. I think it's just a...
Is it a chest of drawers? Of room.
Oh, it could be a chest.
But it... Anyways.
Or just my drawers.
It's cabinets though. Oh? But I know. You kind of can't put these cabinets in a box, low key.
What structure?
It's like a display thing that you have in your dining room that like...
Is it open?
No, it has cabinets with doors on them.
Okay.
And then I'll put things on like...
You know what that is? I think that's just cabinets.
Cabinets. Okay. Yeah. It's a freestanding cabinet. It's freestanding cabinets. Okay,
so
cool.
Your freestanding cabinets came?
They came and I spent like... I didn't task grab it. I was like, I want to do this, whatever. I built the entire thing. The last thing to do, put the doors on. And at this point, it's like 11 p.m. And I'm feeling pretty accomplished, you know?
Yeah.
They sent me the wrong orientation of doors. So like they're both, instead of both facing each other, which is, they're supposed to close and face each other. So you open like this, there's two sets. They sent me like, they're both,
two left
they're
feet.
Wrong. Yeah. And it would be fine, but the hinges have like an imprint to put the hinges on. So imagine getting to the very end. There's only like 8 more screws left to screw in the doors out of like 1,000 screws. And I got there and I was just like, oh, I'm defeated.
That happened to me, except for instead of like them sending me the wrong thing, I got too tired and I just never put the cabinet on, and it was just a open floor plan.
Do you want to see what it looks like without the cabinet? I'm just like, it hurts me to know, because the cabinets have like ripples in the doors, and it's like it's the accent that's why I wanted the cabinet in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So like to not put the doors on, uh-huh, I would be so sad.
Well, put them on.
Well, I'll show you what it looks like without them, and like here's what they look like.
Yeah, they're pretty.
They're cool.
Yeah, you need them.
No one's gonna give a shit or a fuck about this, but I just have to share because that's without them. And I'll put the back on.
Yeah, okay, you need them.
I need them.
Yeah. Did you contact customer support?
I said, you guys sent me the whole thing for me to return this item?
No, surely they can just send you the additional piece that you need.
I emailed this morning, but
they should absolutely be able to do that.
I hope they're not like, no, please let us provide you with a full new chest of drawers on us. I'm like, I don't want it. I just need the door.
Yeah.
I just need the door at this time.
I'm confident that they will just give you the door. I also really like your socks.
Thanks.
And I like the way that they go with your shoes.
Thank you. Because
I feel like you never do that like bright color on bright color mashup.
I'm kind of getting out of my comfort zone a little bit because I very much like neutrals.
Yeah, you do. I like that.
Maybe I'm unpussing now that the weather's nice.
That could be cool. Maybe this weather has completely undone something in you.
I'm feeling chipper this morning.
Really? Feeling like actually the Grim Reaper.
Oh, I was like that yesterday in a big way.
Yeah.
For so many reasons.
Yeah.
No, but this is kind of giving Amelia Bedelia over here.
Oh, I miss her.
This raises a great point. Did you have required reading in high school?
Like in lit class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like English.
Are there any schools that wouldn't have required reading in English?
I don't know. No, I mean like, yeah, I don't know. What were your required readings? What did you have to read?
That's a good question. Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
What
was Of Mice and Men about?
Lenny.
Lenny. Okay, great. We're on the same page. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, we read that in seventh grade, which is so stupid. I did not understand it then.
That's what I'm saying. Why did they choose the books they chose for kids that are like learning about jerking off? Like, that, like my head is not like, oh, let me appreciate this art form.
Right.
And with, by the way, The Giver, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh like, my God, I didn't read that
one. What is this book about? It is so sad.
Yeah.
It was like, that was like, I can't even remember what it was about, but I remember being like, I am actually depressed from reading this book, and I have to go talk about it with my English teacher and entire class.
Flowers for Algernon.
Yeah.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. Oh my.
What? And The Boy with the Striped Pajamas.
Why were all the books sad? Can I ask? Like, why wasn't there like a funny historic book? Like, I get
Right.
And what was the historical importance of like Flowers for Algernon?
I think there was probably more so like literary importance. I forget most of it.
Yeah.
But one, those should have been taught much later. And two, like, why not teach kids like something they're excited about?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff when you're that young is not going to make you excited about reading.
No.
The majority of
that was
kids.
A good point. But 13 years old is just like not the time to be like, let's sit down and really dive into.
Like, I think it's very possible to teach books like The Hunger Games and books yeah. that kids would be actually into.
Yeah. I think you're right, though. Like, classes. Alliterations and what is it? Literary things.
Devices and
devices
such.
Are probably.
Motifs. Etc.
Yeah, but current books have that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you can really. I don't know why it is that English teachers choose books that will not sit
yeah,
right with those aged kids.
I'm thinking like there's books like Animal Farm. I get like why that was straight up like, okay, tell us who each of these
that more so
animals
just, like,
represent.
Let me read that in history class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that I think that was like symbolism. I get like that one.
Yeah. But again, like you could find that in A Court of Thorns and Roses.
For sure.
You knew that was coming. You could find that in Fourth Wing.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do the dragons represent? Etc.
What do they represent?
I think they're actually just dragons.
Okay. So the dragons are just doing dragons right now.
Yeah. Right now. I did not read Iron Flame yet. So it's possible that they could come to represent something entirely different in the sequel.
Like like lust, I'm assuming, for that book.
Okay, actually, now that you mentioned lust, X-Dragons, I guess like a little bit of a spoiler if you didn't read Fourth Ring, which I just finished. There's this scene where, okay, so these two dragons are bonded together and they're having sex, surely, and then they're also bonded to two humans, and then the humans are able to receive that horny energy from their dragons having sex, and then they become so horny for each other via dragon osmosis. And that's kind of like the beginning of their courtship.
Oh, are you reading Avatar?
No, I told him Fourth Wing.
Oh, I mean, it's exactly the same as, I always thought that it was a little bit.
He's just that in school.
Yeah. Like Avatar, I was thinking the same thing. Like when they plug their hair into their dragon and they're like connected. I'm like, are you?
Oh, you know, I never watched Avatar.
Yeah, it's
but fine. I would probably be into it now that I have a new lease on life.
I'm a little bit confused about how Avatar was like as big of a deal as it was. I guess like the graphics.
I think the CGI.
Okay.
And he spent so long concepting it and coming up with the technology.
I know, but we all spend a lot of time doing simple tasks. Like,
I feel like a lot the thing is that wasn't a simple task.
I've spent 4 years registering my car in California and I haven't finished it yet. I want an award when I do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Oh, this is fantastic because it took you a long time.
I think I haven't seen it, so I really can't contribute much. And I understand the passion that you're feeling. But like, I imagine like it was really hard to do.
Right. I guess I'm bitter because his last movie before that was Titanic. And like, how are you going to go from Titanic to Avatar? Titanic is unmatched.
It's always hard to follow a favorite movie, Connor.
Of course.
I have so much empathy for you there.
Of course.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to correct something before we move on. I'm still watching The Bachelor. You guys don't know that I'm watching The Bachelor because I said it on the episode that comes out next week.
Mm.
2 weeks ago? 2 weeks. Okay, in 2 weeks, you'll find out that I started The Bachelor 2 weeks ago from today.
I have to start.
3 weeks ago, actually. So that's going to be so stupid. There is a girl that I called a little crazy who like I think is becoming a fan favorite, so I just want to redact that, even though I do think that she's crazy.
Crazy people can be fan favorites.
No, it's
crazy does not equal, well, crazy, you can be crazy and a great person.
I am winning my fantasy draft though, my Bachelor fantasy
draft. Oh, that's
draft.
Exciting. That would have been fun.
Yeah,
fun to do.
Got a good read.
Good idea.
Joey's a sweetheart. You gotta hop.
Oh my
you gotta
god,
dive
I know.
In.
I hear I'd be addicted to him.
You gotta dive in.
But I've never been addicted to like a Bachelor type man.
He's funny because he's almost like AI the way he answers everything. Like, it's like, okay, Joey, I think we already talked. I said this exact thing last week or whenever we recorded 2 weeks ago. But he answers every question and it is like exactly the same amount nice to every person. It's like, oh, that's not real. That's artificial intelligence.
Mm. Maybe like, he's just a good guy.
I think he was the first recipient of Elon Musk's Neuralink.
What is that again?
I don't know. I don't have it yet. Now, someone got it, and I think like it's to communicate with devices via your brains. You don't actually, which like, Brooke, you and I are perfect for that because I don't want to.
So I could scroll through my phone without touching it?
Yeah. And I think eventually like you could just see your.
Link me out.
Link me up and out. I think you could eventually just like see your phone on your eyes.
Listen to this, Connor. I think I'm going to invest in a Kindle.
Yeah, you should.
Even though I will also be getting the paperback to each book that I
for your bookshelf
access on my Kindle, just because I need to hold it and look at it and smell it.
Yeah,
and also flip through the pages sometimes as well, kind of like a co-read, because there's this thing where it's like it's like this. The mic stand attaches to your bed.
Yeah,
you put the Kindle in it. It hovers above your head, arms under your covers, remote. In your hand.
Wow.
Flip through the pages with your hands under your covers while you look up at the book, laying down, head on pillow.
Let me one up you. They need to make
glow it, in the dark.
They need to make it for your tongue, so you can just go like this, like to scroll. Next page.
That's like that game, like Mafia. Like
yes.
Next page.
But for your Kindle. My Kindle knows.
Blinking. Oh, I guess you blink. Like, imagine it's blinking and you have to keep your eyes open, like drying out until you need to turn to the next page.
Like, the funniest thing about the Neuralink thing, about it being like like your screen is just going to be like on your eyes. Is you could, I want to get it first so everyone thinks like, wow, it's so cool that he goes to lunch by himself and like doesn't even bring his phone. Meanwhile, I'm watching Netflix while I'm eating, like drooling.
Yeah, no,
I'm watching The Bachelor at Chipotle.
That's like Black Mirror,
full blown.
Yeah,
and
it, the thing is, it's gonna happen.
I know, and it's that hard thing where like when you hear your parents talk about something that's like totally normal, like TikTok to us, it's like they're like, we didn't download TikTok, we turned off Siri so that she can't listen to us anymore. Right. We do this, we do that, and it's like TikTok is fine. Also, like if TikTok decides to take over the world, you not having it on your phone is stopping nothing.
Right.
So. But like, and then I hear about the Neuralink and like Elon putting it in someone's brain. I'm like, these kids are crazy.
It's inevitable that you become your parents. It's inevitable. Like we were just talking about that, how you, like when you were little and your parents would be like, try in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, that was excruciating as a child when your parents did that. Cause it's like, I can't make it come out. I don't have to pee. You will 1000% be doing that to your children.
By the way, that's what I say to myself before I get in bed. Just go try.
Just try. Just go try.
Go try.
Now you understand the importance of just try.
Have to just try sometimes.
You just have to sometimes.
Oh, and like
in life and in the restroom.
Before I get in the car, I'm like, you know, you like push a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, what about in an hour? Like when if I'm still in the car, like you should just squirt a little bit now and then you buy yourself like 20 minutes in the car.
You know, there was a year when my anxiety was so bad and I was scared. Like I would have to go to the bathroom, like more so from a poop perspective, when I was in the car and like not able to access it, that I didn't get in a car for like a year. No joke. Or I was scared. It was right after the throw up incident in the car. I was scared I was going to throw up or shit my pants. Did not get in the car.
Wow.
And if I did get in the car, it was very short distances. And I knew every single bathroom in any public place right around
me. That's crazy.
And I fear I'm entering back into that space.
Like about not being able to...
About not being able to get in the car.
You had to get out of an Uber to throw up?
I hate when something happens where you... That's a situation where I always tell myself in an Uber if I'm feeling sick. I'm like, okay, like you haven't thrown up in an Uber before. Like you're going to be fine. It's fine. It's fine. Now I can't say that to myself. So now I'm going to think it's going to happen again every time I get an Uber.
What happened? Did I miss the story?
No, I didn't tell anyone. That would be helpful information, Ryan. You're right.
Context is so key.
I wasn't drunk. I had a cocktail with my dinner, and the problem was the dinner being crab pasta, pork belly, Brussels sprouts, and truffle fries.
Oh, the perfect storm.
And
by the way, take a bite of almost that exact meal in this bowl.
And
right
then
here.
I just like sipped on a drink with dinner, and it just like wasn't, it didn't work. You know, like I wasn't drunk at all.
It sounds like what you would put into like a witch's cauldron.
It didn't work. So I said, you know what? Like, I'm just like not feeling like up for a night out. And I got in the Uber. And for the first time, I said, excuse me, sir, could you pull over? And truly spent 15 minutes. I cannot believe he waited for me, yarfing up my guts, like in a very crowded, high traffic area.
Ugh.
And now I'm scared. Now I'm just like terrified it's going to happen again. And now I can't stop thinking about that.
Ew. Well, yeah. You could bring your old trash can you used to have in elementary school.
I'm literally inches away from starting to carry around my bucket again.
You could also get like what did they say on Succession? Like egregiously large bag.
Yeah.
You could just get that in one slot, could be for vom.
Connor, yeah. That's true.
Also, those things we had on that zero gravity plane excursion, those had like a diaper device inside the bag that immediately just like soaked everything up. And then sealed it off. It was phenomenal. I peed in one.
Yeah. Because now my fear of throwing up is less about like throwing up and more so about the circumstance. Like I need to be completely isolated and safe if it's going to happen.
Like, yeah, that's.
And that keeps not happening to me.
I get that.
Yeah.
Ugh, sorry.
It's okay. It's just like tough. It's been tough to recover.
Yeah.
From.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm like that too with. So I've never been seasick.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is unbelievably seasick, but he pushes through like anytime we're on a trip or something, and he's like, I'm not gonna not go whale watching or whatever. So he comes, but I see it on his face. He turns white and he doesn't tell anyone. But I'm like, wow, it's crazy that no one else in my family has it. How do I not have it? And then all of a sudden I'm like, do I have it? Oh my gosh, I could actually throw up if I pushed a little bit. And I'm really scared like I'll eventually end up getting that the way I've developed fear of heights, which, by the way, I talked about the plane excursion that much, like I mentioned it, and it's making me fucking sick.
What plane excursion?
The up and down, the no gravity.
Yeah, I'm actually like, I'm feeling completely sick by this conversation.
Oh, me too. Let's move on. How was your weekend?
Besides just like being depressed.
Yeah.
We went to the Grammys.
Yeah. Should we jump right into the Grammys?
Let's jump right into the Grammys.
Oh, cool. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, how about you jump right into it?
I don't have like a ton to say.
It was torrential pouring rain. Yeah. Izzy Bug came with us to the Grammys, and we went with MasterCard.
Yes, which thank, so you, MasterCard. Sweet.
Thank you, MasterCard.
I guess we could talk. You know what we could talk about?
It was a unique experience.
Let's provide. There's a reason we went there. It's to provide some cool insights to the Grammys.
Yeah.
So like, I always have this thought when I see influencers at things like the Grammys. I'm like, why the hell are they there? You know. And now I've realized our purpose for being there is to provide our perspective on the Grammys.
Yeah.
So, and of
although
course,
I don't
like,
feel like the Grammys like needs PR.
No, but it's like fun to hear.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm so like, I always have that thought, like, why the hell are they on the red carpet of the Grammys? Until I get an invite. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't invited to the carpet.
I absolutely needed to be there. Well, we were invited to walk.
We were invited to carpet B, where there were no photos allowed, and it was in a like tunnel behind carpet A.
It was adjacent to the carpet, so we could like.
They said that we could look through to carpet A if we want,
and we did, and we did, we did.
But we couldn't stop for too long.
No, they did keep us moving.
Yeah,
in a way that was very fast.
I didn't get any pictures that night.
That's why, like, Izzy was so gracious. Like, I was just like, please, I need photos. Because that's happened before. It's like, okay, I got this whole outfit for the Grammy. Like, I have to take a picture of my outfit. So, did that. We went through to the event. That was actually, which is so weird, because it was the Grammys, it was shocking to me. We're in such less high-stakes situations, seeing such, like, a higher volume of famous people than we did at the Grammys. It was crazy. Like, I didn't like interact with anybody of like,
oh yeah, it's
A-list.
Nice to be in a room with those kinds of people and know that it's just like I do not have to worry about like encountering.
Yeah, no, there was actually like, no one else. Yeah. It was cool. It was like nice and relaxing, and that's how it should be. Famous people should be in like a different room than us. But so we go sit down. It was phenomenal. I got to see, well, we all got to see.
Well, first off, I was shocked it was in like a hockey arena.
Yeah, crypto.com arena.
Yeah, it was like where people play hockey. Like, I was expecting it to be in, like, a formal hall.
The hockey arena. The classic hockey arena.
Is hockey arena not a name?
Well, I mean, the Lakers play there. It was originally...
The Lakers also play there.
Staples Center.
It's the Staples Center. I was expecting it to be in, like, a gorgeous, like, ballroom hall. It was doing full-on ice rink.
I guess I didn't think about that either.
Yeah.
It is... It's an arena.
Like, you're in the stands.
It was crazy... Even from a distance, I don't like feel this way like a ton, but seeing like a Miley Cyrus, a Meryl Streep, a Jay-Z, like Doja Cat, Oprah, and we're just sitting there. I'm like, this is so weird. It felt like I was like at the Hunger Games.
Something that I thought was really weird was that like the crowd was very like loud and obnoxious while people were presenting and receiving their awards. But like you would have no idea when watching the Grammys.
No.
Like, it doesn't pick up on any of that sound.
Oh, yeah. Like, when Billie Eilish was singing her song, there was clamoring.
People
I don't even know how
not
to describe
shut
it.
Shut up. And like, it was, wow, I was so shocked.
It sounded like they were playing it on purpose, but it was for everybody when they were talking. I could hear it because it's an arena. So there's still, you don't have to be seated the whole time.
How
you can leave.
How do they cancel all that sound out?
Tech. Knowledge.
But it's live. It's going through the filter live?
They must have sound reduction or something.
It'd
I have no
like
idea.
If I'm talking right now, you won't be able to hear me through your microphone, but you could hear it through this microphone.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask. You know how we used to have headphones?
Yeah.
Why? Like, what does that do?
So you can hear yourself.
But I can hear myself right now.
Yeah, but if you have your headphones on when you're starting a podcast, you'll know when the mic is getting away from your mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's important to know for me. Yeah.
Like, I'm outspokenly not, like, a fan of, honestly, any late-night show host. Trevor Noah is...
You're very outspokenly a huge fan of Seth Meyers.
Besides Seth Meyers, I was going to add that. But Trevor Noah is on that list. He was very pleasant. I was, like, he was good. I laughed a couple times. He was like absolutely stayed on track. Mm-hmm. There was no like weird like statements he wanted to make about anything. He came in, he did what he had to do, and then he checked out. It was perfect. I thought it was really classy and well done.
Classy. Sophistication.
Miley Cyrus was fucking
great.
She's
a god.
That was phenomenal.
And she like she was so right when she was like this crowd. She basically was like, hello at one point, because like no one was standing up, no one was singing. Like it was a weird crowd.
It was weird because for some people, the crowd, even like the A-listers down there, were up and standing and dancing and stuff. And then for her, randomly, everyone sat. And like she was like, you know this song. It's the most popular song.
Right.
It's catchy. Everyone knows the words. Even if you're not like a fan, you know the words. Be for real. She literally said, be so serious right now.
She was.
You know this song. And then people were kind of like, oh, she got us out of our shell. To be honest, like I can understand the sitting and like watching because she was performing so well that I was mesmerized.
I think it's hard to do, like that song requires like energy. So I'm sure it was like hard to feed off of the crowd's like nonverbal sitting energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when she accepted her award and she pulled out her purse, I go, here we go. What the hell? Did you see when she pulled out her purse?
No, I didn't in my glasses.
Oh my gosh. She pulls out her purse like in the middle of everything and it's almost like, I'm like, oh, what is she going to do that's going to like mess this up? Then she just puts her purse back where it was. I think she like decided against whatever she was. But I was like, here we go.
Oh, I missed it. Because
she's pulled a joint out before and lit it at like the MTV Awards.
I love that woman.
Me too. Not a word to say about her. At the end when she's like, thank you to my mom, thank you to this person, your fiance, like her producer's mm-hmm. fiance, your wife, her other sound guy. And she goes, I did not forget anyone. She didn't mention her dad or her sister. She mentioned her mom.
I didn't realize her and Noah were on the outs too.
Yeah. Well, Noah took her dad's side.
Yeah. That all sucks. I also like the best part for me.
She forgot underwear though. She was able to share.
Oh, where was I?
That was her whole speech.
Okay. I don't know where I was, but I think the best part of the night was Fast Car.
Oh, Brooke, beyond. How did I skip right past that? I was moved to tears
for a
second. We were singing. I posted that TikTok of like Taylor Swift and everyone's like, why is no one else standing? It's like, because they were in awe, I assume.
Yeah. It was an incredible thing in general and to be in the room. A gift.
I also like that she hasn't, like Tracy Chapman hasn't been seen in mm-hmm. 20 plus years in public at all. So I think that there was like we knew that she was going to come out, but there was like a delay in the audience. Like, is that Tracy Chapman? And then it was just like uproarious. Like, aw. She has God in her face.
In her veins.
And like the song, if I were to hear that song in another language, I think it would
understand
still,
it. You would understand
I think I would
it.
Get it.
Yeah.
Like Spanish, Chinese, anything. I would literally be like, that
well
is
said.
God.
That song is an essence.
It's an essence.
Yeah.
And I think like her and Luke Combs together, the way that he was like.
I have comb.
I have comb. Did I say her and comb together?
You said her and Luke Combs.
Oh, well, yeah, comb. He has comb. And so Chapman and Combs together were able to like, he just highlighted her. Like, and I feel like he has a voice I could like take it and run mm-hmm. with. But he kind of was like, this is your song.
Yes.
Get your flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Also. Sorry, I'm going to keep going on that. It was long. Like they didn't just do like the verse that everyone knew. They did like the song and then some, I feel like.
I thought it was kind of just like I'm having a spiritual experience and that's why it feels long. But they didn't the extended version?
It felt so. I could be wrong. I could have had the same experience.
Oh God, I didn't realize we got bonus content.
But like Miley extended her song.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not experiencing the same things as other people. What was that?
Did that pick up?
There was just an insane noise if you guys didn't
clap
hear
twice
that.
If you're here to kill us.
But I'm not like remembering the things that you're talking about. I think I'm just not observant.
What else? What else was good?
What else was good is that we knew that there was somebody that was going to make a special appearance that has not been seen for quite some time.
Yes.
And we were wondering, oh, who's it going to be? And Connor said, oh my God, what if it's Celine Dion? And I said, no, it's not going to be Celine. Like, she's not doing public appearances right now. Enter Celine.
Oh my God. And everyone probably saw like the story and everything. It was, that was, I was crazy laughing because I was like, there's no way.
She is a goddess.
You know who walked her out? That man that walked her out is her eldest son.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Arm in arm.
Well, I was so glad to see her, truly.
And she also didn't make it about herself. Like, here I am. I just had this battle with this disease. And I'm
back. She's still going through it.
I didn't know she was able to, like, walk. But here she is. And she was powerful.
Yeah, she always
She took the
is.
Room. Everyone was going crazy for Celine. Here's one thing that threw me off. Can we be released from the grasp of U2 and whatever contract they signed? They weren't even there. We watched like a 5-minute video of U2 performing at the freaking Sphere in Vegas. Stop with U2.
They must have a contract with like
God?
The government.
What? I don't even
like that's the first time I'm like, stop pushing your agenda.
U2.
Yeah.
Stop pushing the U2 agenda on us.
100%. Like, no one's Where is the U2 community begging for this? I don't know them. I haven't seen them. Do they exist? I don't think so.
Also, go see U2 if you want to see U2. The rest of us are okay. They weren't even there. Like, that was an actual effort made by a higher power that was like, we're also going to put U2 not only on your iPhones, but we're going to put it on, like...
Deal with the government.
Yeah, we're going to put it in front of all of your faces here and globally.
Yeah.
At the Grammys.
Actually, I think I do like one song by them.
Yeah, there's that one that's kind of a hit.
Which one are you thinking of?
Dun, dun,
maybe
dun,
I'm not dun. Thinking of... What's maybe that? It's not U2.
Without you.
Is that U2?
Yeah. And
oh, damn,
it's
great
a beautiful
song.
Day. But again...
I only know with or without.
I like these songs because I didn't seek... Every song I know by U2 has been against my will. I don't even... I've never like typed in... With or without you.
I actually have.
Whoa.
I actually love that song and you too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like an incredible piece of song, of music. Sometimes one song is all it takes to make you like a band.
Sometimes one touch is all it takes. It was great seeing Dua.
Yeah.
One kiss is all it takes or one touch? One kiss.
But touch for you guys.
One touch is
isn't
all it
one touch is all
one
oh,
kiss
one
is
kiss?
All it takes.
But we titled an episode "One Touch." Touch.
Yeah,
yeah. Do a.
That's another got it.
My socks in.
I need to stop like idolizing celebrities to the point of God status, but it's hard not to when you see them in person and you're like, oh, yes, you look like that.
Yeah,
it's the energy and the essence. 100%.
Doja Cat. Brought her aureolas to the red carpet. That was special.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z came up and made a speech and was like, by the way, there's someone here who has the most Grammys ever, but has never won Album of the Year for Grammy.
And then I didn't hear him, of course. And then everyone gasped and I was like, what?
No. Well, I turned around too because I think you and I were talking or something. Like me, you and Izzy were talking. And I had to ask the person behind me. He was like, what did he say? He's talking about Beyonce. I was like, okay, sorry.
I will say, like, watching that on the TV, I would have gotten, like, much better visual access as well as audio access, as well as access to literally everything. But it was nice to be in the room.
Oh, it was phenomenal. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
Now we know, because of the rain, like, everyone was saying there was no coverage of the carpet. It's because half of the people, like, the A-listers in the room couldn't get to the carpet because it was raining so damn hard.
It was
the funniest thing in the world was watching all of these, like, rich A-listers. There's probably some executives. There's some music people in trash bags running across the street. Just, like, the wind is barreling these trash bags back. It looks like they're all a bunch of wet tumbleweeds. It was hysterical. There's also someone that was super famous that our Uber driver had driven. Because she was
who?
Like, there was a woman in a huge white feathery poofy dress that like was like sitting down on her and she was soaking wet. And I saw a picture of her on the carpet, like on the actual
carpet.
Wait,
you saw her in our Uber?
He was telling me about her. And I was like, oh, I saw that girl like walking the red carpet. So the Grammys were great. Soaking wet. And yeah. Like after we were soaked, we were like, we're just not going to go to the after party. But that was good, honestly, because it was late.
And I was a little relieved I didn't get any pictures of myself, just because we found out a few days before that we were going, and I was hating my dress and also everything about.
Your dress looked great.
No, I didn't. It was too tight. And I had eaten about, the best part of the Grammys was this mac and cheese I had. But it wasn't sitting right in my dress. So I was glad that there were no pictures, personally, for me.
Well, now we know to get pictures, like, everywhere we go in case we were only given access to Carpet B.
Damn, I wish you had had that mac and cheese so bad.
We were literally being escorted via, like, underground tunnel. like, so that no one would see the uglies.
They'd also be like, you can take pictures at the end. We get to the end.
Yes, no.
You are not allowed to take photos.
No, I thought I was going to get my ass beat by one of the people on the carpet. Yeah. They were like, get out of here. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Where do you want to go next, Connor? There's a few different ways we could go.
I want to tell a funny story, but are you going to get mad at me if I talk about it?
No, I'm not going to get mad at you.
Okay.
But it might be too soon.
Why?
I don't know.
I got clarity on it, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. So yesterday, Brooke and I were invited to the Houseplant event for the launch of their new like coffee product. And it was
Houseplant is
Seth Rogen's company, his for a very cool casual like smoker, weed smoker, or professional weed smoker, depending on what your level of weed smoking is. It's cool products and things. And it was very like curated boutique, cool event. And we go, obviously Seth is there rolling joints. It was very cool. Oh yeah, there's their coffee that they have. I had one. It was phenomenal. I was not going to go because I had to go have dinner with my Mimi yesterday, but I was like, I should go because this is really cool. Like I love Seth Rogen, all this stuff. On the invite, it said like, you can, like, he's happy to do content with people. No long form video, long form or scripted video, which is like no audio sounds where you like tell him to like lip sync with an audio type thing. And I was like, okay, I was going to order a coffee. And Seth Rogen is right there and he's by himself. So I'm like, I'm going to get my content right now. And then I have to leave. So I took advantage of the time that I had. I saw a moment and I was like, let me just do it. Like I'm here. I'm a content creator. I'm obviously like Seth Rogen doesn't want to just hang out with me. Like I'm here to make content for his company, for the brand. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. Brooke, will you film this thing? And I'm like, okay, let's.
I am across the room.
Oh.
Yeah, completely across the room. Keep in mind, Seth Rogen is one of my comedy icons. Superbad is my favorite movie. I was like gearing up I wanted to say something to him. And I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, maybe just tell him like Superbad is your favorite movie and say nice to meet you and introduce yourself and call it a day, like something short and sweet. And so then Connor waves me over and I see him talking to Seth and I was like, oh my God, Connor's going to introduce me, like, yay, I can't wait to like have this wholesome moment with Seth. Connor puts his phone in my hand and says, okay, can you film this?
Okay, wait.
No, that's what happened.
No, I know, but wait. So I'm talking to Seth for a second. Like, I'm like prefacing this. I'm like, oh, we have a podcast. I like never laugh though. And like, I want your laugh so bad because like, it would be so good to have a podcast with a podcast laugh. And he's like, he's laughing. I think he's just being cordial, obviously, but I'm like, could we do a quick video together? And he's like, yeah, totally. Like, yeah, for sure. And I was like, because I like want to do this trend where I don't know if everyone knows this trend because I always forget that like other people have different FYPs. But I'm like, there's this trend where five people or something get in a room and someone sings and they're all mouthing the words and you guess who's singing. And I was like, we should do like a guess who's laughing and I'll like, you'll laugh, and then I'll open my mouth, and it'll obviously be you. Kind of dumb, but I was like, I didn't have a premeditated idea for content, and I have to leave. And I have him here. I'm just going to do this very quickly. So I do wave Brooke over, and I'm like, can you film this really quick? And I've already explained it, and Brooke starts filming, and I go, okay, guess which one of us is laughing? 1, 2, 3. Complete silence. He did not get
it. And then I was also like, this is the worst moment. This is worse. This is horrible.
So I get in the Uber on the way home, because I had to Uber home, and I look at the video, 15-second video, just on my face.
I literally couldn't.
Seth Rogen is not in the video.
I couldn't. Like, I couldn't do that to him.
Well, I'm sorry that...
He was really nice, but that was a bit of a painful experience for me.
I'm feeling sick as well, especially now because I cannot get any clarity out of that, but it is what it is. It's not like we would have ended up
it is what it is,
spending the night on his couch.
No, I didn't think that's where it was going to go.
Well, I'm sorry I put you in an uncomfortable
position. No, that's
position.
Okay, Connor. I appreciate it.
And
I don't think he will recognize me ever.
No, he won't.
Which is comforting.
He won't recognize me.
Mm. You're pretty recognizable.
Well, great. Then Seth Rogen recognizes me.
That's a way to look at it, for sure.
Yeah, I'm being positive.
Good.
You gotta see the bright side of everything.
And you know that's not my thing.
I know, but
the bright side.
I hope that I can provide a little positivity because it's all gonna be okay.
And it was like interesting because I was thinking about like when I tell the story in therapy, like if you're like a fly on the wall in my therapy session, like that is like ridiculous. Me being like, I think Seth Rogen hates me. Like,
it is.
From
it
an
is.
Outside.
For me to be like, I know he's not going to remember me because of how many pictures I take with people or like videos or whatever. Immediately it's like, I need to have a beer or like I need food or what am I doing after this? Like I need to ride home. Like I'm not thinking like all day. Wow, that fucking little twerp at my event that asked me to laugh. Blacklisted.
Mm. I will say I had one negative fan interaction.
That you will never forget
where
about.
Where someone came up to me and put their phone in my face.
Mm. I remember that.
And it really like has stayed with me. I have not forgotten it, but I don't know what they look like.
Yeah. The only negative one I've ever had was, or actually, and this is like a consistent one, like a theme. I don't know who you are, but all my friends like you. Like, can we take a video together? I'm like,
that's always sweet.
Or like,
yeah.
I don't even know who you are. I've never seen any of your stuff. I was like, I wouldn't expect you to. That's totally fine. I'm not Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Shoot, I was going to say something else. Come on. I don't have it.
So was it Seth related? No. Like, my Wi-Fi password is about Seth.
What is it?
Well, I'm not going to tell. I guess I could. You wouldn't get it. It's a super bad reference.
What is it? I've seen Superbad several times.
Well, it's just.
Oh. Was
just
password?
Like that one random cafeteria scene where like I'm not gonna sit alone like I'm fucking Steven Glansberg. I don't know why that really stuck with me all these years after seeing Superbad, and I couldn't think of anything to make my Wi-Fi password. No, I think the network is just.
I think that it, I
my
think,
Wi-Fi network is.
See if it
and
would,
the password is.
If
just
it,
bleep it up.
No,
bleep
just
over
bleep it.
It
and.
I also don't care if people get onto my Wi-Fi network.
Well, then they can like access your shit.
Really?
I think if it would have been Jonah Hill, he would have remembered us. He probably, like, I could see him keeping a diary of, like, people he hates.
I could see that, too. But also, I would care less about that just due to where he's gone in life.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, this is what I was going to say. So, like, after I did that there, after I was, like, so horribly able to create some content, which is definitely not my job, I was thinking like, oh my god, all the employees are looking at me, like they're probably like gonna come up and kick me out. And there's this one tall dude that like had a house plant sweater on. I was like, oh my god, I need to leave like before I'm asked to leave. And I call someone who's a mutual with like the house plant team, and I'm like, blah blah blah. She's like, that is the person that invited you, he's a fan, he wanted to talk. Like, I promise you.
Oh, were you avoiding him?
Well, I was just like, I could see him looking at me when I was like on my way out waiting for my Uber. And I was like, I should just like walk outside and like, but I think I was like secondhand high from the weed that was being smoked. And all I got was the paranoia.
Maybe. It was just anxiety.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably was anxiety.
Maybe it was just anxiety.
But it was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And the coffee is actually so good.
Yeah.
Did you take it home? You put it in your freezer.
Yeah, it's in my freezer.
And then you melt it, and then you put it in to your coffee. And it's delicious.
Anyway, let's go to the bonus.
Wait, I really quick want to talk about Curb before we...
Oh, okay.
Also, this is also reminding me that, you know the CeraVe ads that we keep seeing freaking everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
That's their Super Bowl campaign. I really feel like I got...
Oh.
I feel like I got... the wool pulled over my eyes.
Why?
I don't know. I just seen a million of those, and then I started having dreams about Michael Cera, and now it's the
Lucky.
Super Bowl campaign. I feel like I was like kind of a part of it. But the Curb, you watched Curb.
Yes.
Thoughts?
One of my favorite shows. So in love with Larry David. Went to the Latte Larry's pop-up last weekend. It was exquisite. I think they should have ended a few seasons ago.
Yes, and that's natural. Yeah. But I think when you like have a show that's this successful, it's like, why would we stop? They're making right. so much money.
It is kind of just like the same thing. When, each episode is the same formula over and over. Yeah.
When you start to see the template of Curb Your Enthusiasm, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Whereas like a Seinfeld, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't. Whoa.
But I will say what I personally loved about the episode of Curb was one of the main like Larry uncomfortable bits was that he called someone named Brooke Brookie when he wasn't at Brookie level with her. So she was like, oh, just call me Brooke. But some people had Brookie access and some people only had Brooke access, Larry being one of them. And that was just one of the main running bits. And Larry was saying Brooke and Brookie over and over and over again. That is my favorite thing when a celebrity or when a character that I love says my name. It's like a drug to me.
Yeah, I get that. It's like chilling.
Yeah, it's like hearing him say that over and over. Euphoric.
You should make that your ringtone.
Like there was a victim once on Criminal Minds named Brooke. Best episode. Don't remember what it's about. Just remember Dr. Spencer Reed saying Brooke. Drug.
May she rest.
She made it.
She was a victim. Oh, wait.
You can be a victim and live to tell the tale.
I forgot you just don't, like, die if you're a victim.
Yeah.
Oh, well, may she thrive.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice, if you're, like, an OG listener, you probably remember the days when I used to not wear underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to keep my phone, like, for some reason, like, in my crotch. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I was doing that. But I always used to do this thing, nut dial. Where, like, I always used to nut dial people because there's no else to say it. Like, the heat from my balls was, like, tapping my phone.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the heat.
I think it's, like, that's the haptics.
Oh, I thought it was the actual just ball-to-phone contact.
Well, no, because my balls weren't out. They were in my pants.
Well, I thought it was your pants over your balls making the contact.
No, because, like, my knee doesn't work.
Oh. Oh, I didn't realize it was the ball heat.
It's the heat from my balls. Mm. My undercarriage.
Mm.
And so, like, we clipped something with the nut dialing clip, and then Leon did a dick dialing.
Yeah.
Bit, and it was.
That's for sure parallel thinking.
It's parallel thinking, but it's, like, very interesting. They did a Brookie and a nut dialing scene.
Yeah, that is cool.
In the
that's,
first episode.
That's more back. Of, like, a manifestation.
I thought it was crazy there. How they just really just picked up from the literal last episode, and I was like, Maria Sophia is, like, still here.
Yeah.
She was funny, though.
Oh, I'm really over that part of the story.
Mm-hmm. I have to pee show back. Okay. I'm actually, like, doing this thing.
Let's go to bonus.
Okay, we'll see you guys in bonus.
Okay. This week on Close Friends.
To use equal parts olive oil and acid.
Acid?
Like
look up Drake dick. Penis. Cock and balls.
Drake has the most small penis energy I've seen from a dude with an elephant trunk. It actually makes no sense.
What?
You saw his penis?
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any
How's your mom? Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.